11 minutes after the hour 4. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. Today is Monday, the 13th of November, and the time has gone exactly 11 minutes after 4. It is a change in gear with myself, Father Brian, aka Ndabaningi. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the brand new week, and it's good to have you. A big thank you to Khanya Litabe, who's been holding the fort between 1 and 4, and a big thank you to Nosipho Hadebe, who's been keeping us informed of what is happening around the world and in the church. Thank you, Nosipho and Khanya. And now is the time of the day where we change gears. We've been listening to lectures, we've been listening to talks, we've been praying, we've been sending messages, and now is the time of the day. And we are going to be talking, we're going to be engaging. Today I've got an interesting group of people with me in studio. I am surrounded by bomme babo father. Hey, it doesn't happen all the time. These are the mothers that have given birth to the men that are ministered in our church. I'm not going to tell you Kibo Man, but you can start guessing with Kibo Man, who is in studio with me. I'm surrounded by four beautiful ladies who are going to be talking to us and engaging with us about what it means to be a mother of a minister and of a priest. But before we do that, and before we engage on the matter, I'm going to ask you, let us pay homage to the mothers that have died. Because we often forget those mothers that have passed away. Before we introduce Kunobani Bani Lai Studio, I would like us to pay homage to those mothers of priests that have died. There are so many priests who do not have mothers. There are so many priests whose mothers are now with God. And, you know, come Mother's Day, we forget them. Eh? We forget to even say, Father, did you pray for your mother? Father doesn't even know where to go on a Sunday afternoon, come Mother's Day. And before we start the show and before we speak to our mothers in studio now, I'm going to dedicate this song to all the mothers that have passed away and to all the priests who do not have their biological mothers at the moment. We say to them, we still love them and we pray for them, and our thoughts are with them now. It's exactly 13 minutes after 4, and please do not touch that dial. 17 past 6, and that was Brenda Fassi, the late Brenda Fassi, saying it's Mama, rest in peace. And we dedicated the song to all the mothers of all the priests that have passed away. Why? Because today we are joined in studio by the mothers of the priests who are still alive. Bom mam, bom me, welcome and good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, food is what to
finally, ne? Finally,
finally, food is what to mong. As I'm born, I'm bambane santa.
Aige. Ngicela ukuthi nihlale kahle, ningasabi. Ufutumale la ekhaya, ne? Welcome, 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 and thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and it's always a pleasure having you. And ngicela ukuthi nizintroduce, ngizocela no Mamfikile.
Sanibonani, good afternoon to everybody as we're preparing for Christmas. Thank you very much for remembering Abo Mama Sebashonile, and in a special way futhi ubabaga Father Mandla Skhosana, whom we buried on Saturday. I'm Figile Mlotjwa, umamaga Father Zweli Mlotjwa, who is parish priest of two parishes in Soweto.
Indeed, wow.
Okay. Oh, good afternoon. Ngibonge ithuba engiphiwe lona. Mina nguNobukhosi Mabuza. Ngiphuma eSaint Margaret Immaculate in Diepkloof. Iparish priest yami uFather Zweli Mlotjwa. Ngihambisana nomama wakhe lana. Ngijabule kakhulu ukuthi nibe nani, sizoxoxisana nani. Ngiyethemba ukuthi sizawujabula sonke.
Ngiyabonga. Ma.
Hey, enwa ke moradi wa Sankwela. Ehe. Ke nana Ntuli ka lenyalo. Kereka mole Our Lady of Fatima, which is a substation near St. Patrick Larishen. Ki kopani libo mmeba na baba priste, wane ki rata ba priste. Na hakina ena mo priste, fela kina li kauri ki ba anabaka. Ki ba nyansi tele zwele lena lele hulu la sesutu, jwale ki ba aperi, inze li ba anabaka, le haki sa mutwala. Impaka hamoya, ke bana baka.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Me.
Good afternoon. Nna ke Mema Mahlangu. Me wa Father Ben Mahlangu. Ke kereka ko St. Joseph, Zone 4.
Aige, bo mama, siyabonga, siyabonga. Thank you very much for joining us, and we are going to have fun this afternoon. You were here last year, bo mama. Some of you, mafigile, you were here last year, ka October.
Yes.
What has been happening, kapilo ya bo me, babo father? What has been happening? Talk to us about that. What has been happening in the group, in the society?
I must say, after our visit with Veritas, what we realized was the awareness of people. Uguti, somehow as Catholics, we were brought up singabazi abazali baba priste. They were there, they came from other countries, but now since there's contact, and also there is this element, uguti mhlambe we think our priests do not have what they are, they don't have feelings, they don't have people whose families that they are close to. But after our visit, several people came up to us to say, we are with you, we were not aware.
No,
unconsciously, yes, we were not aware of the hurt that you feel. We didn't know even how to communicate with you. But now that you have been at Radio Veritas and we heard you speak, ruka botlhoko bona bo makatsang ka sena se tsahalang ka ba presta, and we are hoping that by now so gona le a better support that there was before last, not to say that there was no support, but a better understanding of it. And for us too, as you know, twice a year we go to visit to and clean the graves of those priests and nuns who have passed on. The number has grown, you know, with that. We have Mantuli here who's been faithful with us for the last 6 years, I think, that we've been cleaning the graves.
Wow.
And she comes every year faithfully.
Mantuli, how did you end up joining Bomme? I know you shared your love, because you don't necessarily have to be part of the group.
Hey, Father.
Support Bomme. Because there's a difference between supporting Bomme and Bofather. So when you support Bofather, because as you say, but you then took another step, and support them. Why? Why did you decide, now I'm going to be part of this group?
Yes, Father, uguti, kunzi maranjani uguti, ubuge omunye umama, engena singwa. Wena ube nesinkwa. Njengoba uMamlotjwa esho ukuthi, I'm one of those people who said, how Mamlotjwa, kanti nihamba nendlela, asihambisaneni, anibaphepanga nodwa labantwana. Ngoba dala mangikhulwa mina nabo mama Mahlangu nababo Mamlotjwa, a child belongs to the village.
Hey, hey, hey.
Umntana azange kube owakandaba ningi kuphela. Ingane kade ibelonga kuwo wonke umuntu. And mfundisi wodumo, izinto azisafani nakuqala.
Indeed.
Angikwazi ukuthi uMamlotjwa athwale lesi siphambano yedwa. Kanti nami ngingasithwala ngibe uSimon waseSirini. Ngimthwalise lesi siphambano. Ene labantwana baphuma emakhaya, abaphumi esihlahleni. Ene bengaphumi esihlahleni nje, kufuneke ngicabange ukuthi uMamlotjwa ngalela langa ebeka lengani phansi kwakunjani. Ngicabangele ngani, ngase ngicabangele ngani, bese ngithi cha, angikwazi musu ukuthi uFather Brian ngimpathe kanje, ngoba naye uze the same way owami. Ophuza ugoloko ongayazi nalento eyenzakalayo. So kuyafana. So Father, ikanje lento, thina singomama especially, kufuneke ngikubheke njengomntana wami. Mangibona ukuthi uyaphambuka, ngubize njengengane yami. Hi Father Brian, ikhona into engangijabulisi ngawe. Nawe ungichazele. Ningabe sengiyaphuma ngeshibhini bese ngiyotshela abantu lapha eshibhini ukuthi ningamboni enje, ngingenzanga i-means zokuthi ngukhuze njengomntanami. And nawe uma umntwana okhulise kahle uzothi hayi umantulu ungibizile. Angiyeke lento, anginyathele ngelinye inyawo. Yiyo into engenza ukuthi ngize lapha ngoba ngizama ukuthi kwabanye omama abangekho kule group. Makhosikazi, asizameni abantwana bethu. Noma bamnyama noma bamhlophe ingane zethu.
Wow. Bathe noma bamnyama noma bamhlophe they are our kids. Me Mahlangu. Ungene kanjani kule le squad le?
Ukuthi ukuze siqale lento yethu le sinabo mamfikile. Sabona ukuthi abantwana bethu banenkinga emaperishini. Sabona ukuthi kungaba njani ukuthi thina singabomama sihlangane ukuthi sisizane ngokuthi sibambisane sithandazinisane ngakonke lokhu okwenzakalayo ngoba ngesinye isikhathi umntana wakho nefika ekhaya uyambona ukuthi hayi akasimnandi
umbuza ukuthi uright athi engiright
athi ngiright magu right kanti akusi right kanti ke kubhedere ukuthi thina singabomama sikhulekelisane ngasonke isikhathi ukuthi nabo sibakhulekele njengoba umama esho ukuthi ngempela ngempela umpriesta nenza into engasinhle funeka umbizele eqeleni hayi ukuthi manje boso uyamblacklist ukuthi kanje asifuni kona lokho sifuna ukuthi sakhane ngasonke isikhathi ukuthi labantana nathi basihloniphe nathi sibahloniphe
mara sister ngicela ukubuza why kuna i-group yabo mama kuphela because mina I understand ukuthi the male child ne indoda the male son needs ubabake where are the fathers where are our brothers where are they to support us bo mama yes we've recognized ukuthi you are doing this ministry you are supporting us and we know it in your schools in many different ways but where are our fathers and our brothers
hey abo baba bayinkinga kakhulu
kwi
society because angazi baye bahlehlele emuva babone ngathi nje bona they have to be like silent partners kanti abo baba nabo kufanele baqale basukume njengoba nathi sisukume mina anginaye umntwana owumpriest kodwa ngiyafila ukuthi njalo makwenzeka izinto kufanele uzithathe uzifake enyaweni zalowo muntu loyo ukuthi ufila kanjani ngoba na uzelwe umuntu wesifazane azange ayehle phezulu akekho wehle phezulu ngaphandle kwaJesu so abekho ngcwele bayawenza amaphutha faneke nathi sibasize kulawo maphutha lawo abawenzile singabe sesiba condemna sibe thina sime nezembe ukuthi siyagawula kufaneke nabo siba lontuze nababo baba kufaneke siba kancane kancane siba sibadonse ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi basupporte ama parish priests ukuthi noma kwenzeka izinto amaphutha abawenzayo bakuhoneke ukuthi abobaba bazihlanganise baye kumpriest bathi cha mawenza kanje akukho right mawenza kanje akukho right singabe sesiyophuza ngabo amadi
ene father enyinto Sotho has got a very good idiom
bathi
mme wa ngwana o tshwara thipa ka bohaleng noma kunzima kanjani mina ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngingene lapho noma kuthiwa ibhube silikhona ngoba ngicabanga lelalanga hayi ukuthi abo baba abathandi kodwa abo baba banale element yokuthi hayi umntanakhe yayibona balahlela esikhathini esiningi umthwalo bawulahlela kithi kodwa masibabini lapha ekamareni sizama ukubonisana hayi baba manje I think lento idinga wena mhlawumbe ke njengoba abomama fikile beqalile nabo mama Mahlangu lapha yana egrave yathi mina sengiyababona bo baba sebeyeza noma bengekho in big numbers kodwa kusho ukuthi bayeza asinga ba discard sibabe ngaphandle.
Memfikile?
Yes, bengithi what we need to know to do also thina la South Africa especially ukuthi sibe ne contact sazi ukuthi amanye amazwe how do they cope basebenza kanjani ngale nkinga ngoba we are all human whether you are in Rome or in Soweto you have concerns. I've had contact with some of the priests ababuya in Africa.
Indeed.
And this priest said to me, you know, in my country where I come from, when I come into a parish, mm-hmm. and in that parish there is a family whose son or daughter has gone to be in the religious life,
yes.
it is my responsibility to look after them.
True.
Number one. Number two, in my uti, in his country where he comes from, Nigeria. Ukuthi kubo nje kuyasetshenzwa nikwaziwe ukuthi laphana kukabompriste and ngakho ke everything is done with them and for i-ordination yakhe ngiyothengela imoto kuthiwa nayo imoto yakho ye-ordination nawo umuzi wakho uma uze ekhaya nayo indlu yakho and those are some of the things esingaza esithe in the inculturation yethu eSouth Africa we left that so we gave a lot of effort on inculturation of the liturgy kuphela sakuyeka lokokunye manje mase sesikuyeka now we are faced with a difficulty yokuthi naba abantwana they are increasing they are into the religious life but then nabo ngokwabo buku kikidi half are understand hantle hore e relationship le isebenza kanjani so we need to learn we need to ukuthi sithi engrossed into wanting to understand kahle kahle i role yethu ukuthi iyini I don't want to be adored or what ngingumama like ubonke omama angingcono kunomunye it is through the grace of God that uNkulunkulu ekhethe owami umntwana ngakho which is also a big sacrifice for you as a parent ngoba ufanele neigwegwe zakho zibuzithi ukubuya kancane uyabona ngoba ma ungena bari mewa father kyo and njalo how tshwana le nna orata go jaiva and then baya
Athanda ama stock fail.
Mayor father uthwantse atsamaye ngokuzwabona atsamaye hanti.
Little piece.
Kanti ke tshwanetse ke re acceptane as we are. Impafela re sa tloli di umngcele ukuthi sisebenza sisenza kanjani.
Memahlangu ngicela uPaul ukuthi maphi ama challenges ubhekana nawo wena as umama. Umpriest
ama challenges baba angibhekana nawo maning ngoba hangata hare na le batho be ba bue ka bana ba rona and then ge wena o le mewa mo priest ubo thula fela ushebe utlo hore ba ri
and babu wa dinto tse snacks
ba want to take snacks yang wena ge u ba no utlo bohloko wa ithulela
fela o responda yang wena o responda yang
u ithulele fela e re kana kwe ngwe bo mo bitsa motho mara why u bua so why le bua ka ba priestas wa ga tshwanela re bua ka ba priestas to tsante re ba hlompe la ha ebe ba ntse di post mara ha re ba hlompe le ska ile se be se la expose fela la bu ke ka ho father.
It's 25 minutes before the hour 5. In case you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. We're coming to you live all the way from the city of Ekurhuleni, and it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday. A bit misty, cloudy, and it's very temperamental, but very ideal for the weather, very ideal for the topic that we are having in conversation right now in the studio. I'm joined by the mothers and the friends of the priests in studio, and they are sharing with us their journey as mothers, as sisters, and as associates of priests and adopted mothers, mothers that have adopted men to be their sons. And perhaps you're one of those who has adopted a priest, or maybe you're one of those who always sees the black in Father, the dot that in the, that is in the white, that, that debt that is always in Father. Today, they are going to try and make us understand and how we can co-live and coexist with their sons, with their brothers, with them as people. Because what they're saying to us this afternoon is, these are our sons, eh? And the same way you would react before, if your son was spoken to badly, the same way that they react. And so perhaps it's about time that we are all called to convert and start recognizing that our priests also come from families. They are loved. They are also valued there. And no matter how much they hurt you, no matter how much you might not be able to work with them, it's about time that we find ways of solving our challenges amicably. Angit?
Yes.
Let's take a break. Do not touch that. You are listening.